Hello, and it's a welcome once again to Chatterbox, the talking news for Norwich. Today's part one will be read by James McGarry and co-reader Bridget Cook. It is being recorded on Thursday the 21st of November and in this edition 2300. On part one, we will have three sets of news items and some letters to the evening news and a feature about Henry Blogg. Now here is James.
First of all, we're very pleased to welcome new listener June Dorset of Norwich. We hope you enjoy our recording. Now, I'll hand over to Bridget to introduce our first set of news items.
Hello. St Stephen Street and the Castle Museum are in the news again. And also, rising costs are causing problems for the police and potentially for council tax. However, we will start with a new role for the Bishop of Norwich. The Bishop of Norwich has been given a key role by the King, including organising the historic Royal Mourn Day service. The Right Reverend Graham Usher is to be the next Lord High Almoner, which dates back more than 900 years. Bishop Graham will be responsible for the annual Royal Mourn Day service when the monarch gives specially minted silver coins to selected older people in recognition of their Christian service to their churches and communities. Bishop Graham said, "I feel very honoured that His Majesty the King has appointed me to the ancient role of Lord High Almoner. I understand that the Royal Mourn Day service is deeply prayerful and sacramental in nature. The ancient ceremony is held on Maundy Thursday just before Easter, the day Christians commemorate the Last Supper, when Jesus washed the feet of his disciples before sharing bread and wine with them. Centuries ago, monarchs washed the feet of people chosen to receive Maundy gifts of food and clothing, which were later replaced by money. The Lord High Almoner was responsible for washing the feet of Maundy recipients until 1737 and still wears a linen towel as part of his robes for the Royal Maundy service. Now, specially minted coins are given to a man and a woman for each year of the monarch's age. So next Easter, Bishop Graham will help arrange for the King to present Maundy money to 76 men and 76 women. The Royal Mourn Day service was traditionally held in Westminster Abbey, but Queen Elizabeth II decided to take it to cathedrals across the country.
In medieval times, it was the main entrance into the walled city from London. And over the years, it has been the backdrop as England's rulers, including Elizabeth I and Charles II, visited Norwich. But now, city folk say St Stephen Street is in decline and becoming a dead street as shops continue to close and gambling outlets move in. Many shoppers admit they rarely go down what was once one of the city's busiest streets. And as another gambling business, Mercure Slots, has been given the green light to set up shop in the former Argos store, locals fear that the street will continue in its slump. St Stephen Street was once a key shopping area of the city and was home to Wilko, BHS, Argos, Quality Discounts and Debenhams. But the last decade has seen a rapid decline and all these shops closed within 10 years of each other. A £6.1 million revamp of the street, where the parking bays were widened and wider pavements, crossing points and seating were added, hasn't helped its rejuvenation. Indeed, many shops have remained empty ever since, including the Argos, which closed in 2021 and had been boarded up for the last 3 years.
After 4 years of being a focal point of the city skyline, the crane towering over Norwich Castle is to be removed. The machinery was used to transport materials in and out of the contractor's compound in Castle Gardens. To allow the removal of the crane to take place, certain paths around the castle will close from November the 18th to December the 3rd. Although this marks a major milestone in the Royal Palace Reborn project, visitors will have to continue to wait before they can return to the castle. A Norfolk County Council spokesman said, "Work inside the keep will continue for several months yet as the recreated Norman spaces take their final shape, with a projected full reopening of the keep in spring 2025. Work on the £20 million redevelopment of the museum and its Norman keep started in the summer of 2020.
Norfolk's police boss has suggested that the public's expectations of her force are too high, saying it does not have the resources to meet them. Sarah Taylor, the Police and Crime Commissioner for the county, warned of a gloomy year ahead for the constabulary, saying it needed to make cuts across the board and would also require a tax increase. She said that without the combination of cuts and a 4% rise in its share of council tax, the force would become unmaintainable. Ms. Taylor, a Breckland Labour councillor who was voted into the police post in May, said the force was increasingly stretched by a growing gap between its resources and what the public expected from it.
The deputy leader of Norfolk County Council has warned people might have to shoulder higher council tax increases next year because of the financial pressures facing the authority. Andrew Jamieson, also cabinet member for finance at Conservative-controlled County Hall, said it was currently predicting its budget on a 3% increase but might have to consider levying more. If the County Council does decide to increase council tax by 3%, it would add £50 to the annual bill for a Band D home, while 5% would add £84.